So let's talk about the solutions for doctors. How do you keep your consultations under 10 minutes? The proposal I have is one problem, a maximum of 10 minutes. Signage on the walls should say, the first problem is bulk billed. There is a fee of $70 or whatever for any other problem above this. The doctors I know who are serious about keeping their consultations to under 10 minutes aim for 5 to 7 minute consultations. So it's not actually 10 minute medicine, it's actually 5 to 7 minute medicine. Don't feel guilty about short consultations. These are expected of you. A friend of mine started talking to me about the Medicare system. As I had a whinge about how Medicare did things, he said, well, what you're actually saying is that if we deliver a Rolls-Royce service, really comprehensively assess problems and get it right essentially almost 100% of the time, that's going to cost us about $10 million. But if we just think of the first thing that comes to our head, which is usually going to be the common or easy diagnoses, you'll probably get it right about 90% of the time. And you can bring back those 10% patients you got wrong in and have a go at the next most common thing, which will probably get it right, you know, essentially 100% of the time. Now, that short focused model is going to cost the government probably about $5 billion, whereas a comprehensive model is going to cost the government about $10 billion. So the question then comes, which model will the government choose? Well, the answer is fairly easy. Keep it short, keep it simple, keep it focused, do short medicine, get it right most of the time, and if you don't get it right the first time, bring it back and work through it again. That's what the government expects, not because it's great, but because it's cheap. It costs them half as much as a much more comprehensive service. Now, in working to keep to 10-minute consultations or less, you need to control the agenda of the consultation. The first thing you need to do in any consultation is make sure you don't kill the patient or let the patient die. Do important things first. If you're looking after yourself to stop yourself being sued for malpractice or chased by the HIC for almost killing a patient, if you look after yourself, you're looking after the patient. The first question to ask is, what could kill or really hurt this patient? Look at these issues first and only. No matter what you think the diagnosis may be, make sure first and foremost the patient is safe. It's easy to get it wrong, it's easy to make a mistake. Yeah, you could be right, yeah, you'll often be right, but no one's going to thank you for getting the occasional one wrong. So, in short, look after yourself first by doing safe medicine, by avoiding dangerous issues, by making sure the important things are done first. Now, in controlling an agenda, you need to think about, doctor, can you count to one? We all say, oh, the patient shouldn't bring all these problems to us, there's too many problems. It's not the patient's fault if they can't count to one. You, the doctor, have a lot more education. Surely you can count to one. If you have a rule about the first problem is bulk billed, other problems are charged for, billed, tell the patients the rules and don't feel sorry about it. Remember, all you can do is all you can do, and that's all you can do. You have a time limit on how much you can do in a consultation. If you try to do too much, if you have too many balls being juggled in the air, sooner or later you're going to drop one. No one's going to thank you for trying to do 10 things in a 10-minute consultation. What's going to happen is you're going to get punished for missing the one thing that you got wrong out of those 10 things in a 10-minute consultation. In short, keep it simple for your own sake. All you can do is all you can do, and that's all you can do.